buckle up and get ready for a journey of the mind. This is PM Drive.
4:44, all three fours aligned as it is right now. Now, yesterday, Palestine supporters and activists in Cape Town called for an immediate end to the mass starvation of the people in Gaza as the occupation forces continues to impose its blockade on Gaza, blocking and destroying humanitarian aid. We may have seen the grotesque distraction of airdrops executed yesterday. It will continue, but most of the airdrops, the aid dropping in red zones, which essentially are classified as kill zones. A lot of the Palestinians have been killed, also reports confirming that. And then we were informed 100 aid trucks have now gone into the besieged enclave. It turns out only 73 thus far, but the bulk of the aid on board of the 73 trucks, the bulk of that aid has been damaged, it has been attacked, etc. So the resounding call from Cape Townians and South Africans yesterday, end the blockade, end the siege, and end the mass and famine, the starvation of innocent civilians in Gaza. The solidarity walk took place in Sea Point, and online we have representative from the SA Jews for a Free Palestine, Megan Charles, to tell us more. She was there with a good couple of thousand people. Megan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How did it go yesterday, Megan?
It was surprisingly amazing because it was organized with very, very short notice. So we were expecting a couple of hundred people, and it ended up being closer to, I think, 3,000, which was really, really extraordinary.
We also spoke to the PSC a couple of days ago. They had some healthcare workers last week outside Red Cross Children's Hospital.
I was there as well, yeah.
And that's the reason why I'm bringing this up again. There's this symbolic clanging of pots, which symbolically we resonate with this right now as a result of the forced mass starvation and forced famine in the besieged enclave in the Gaza Strip. I believe that was pretty much symbolic yesterday as well.
Absolutely. A call was put out by Bisan Odwa, who is in Gaza and who is an online activist. And she said, please go out and bang your pots as a form of demonstration. And so this call was taken up globally. And Thursday was the day that she asked everyone to go and demonstrate somewhere. And we decided to continue with that theme. So yesterday, it was quite extraordinary to see little children, whole families, moms, grannies. It had this weird family feeling yesterday where everyone was out banging their pots. It was very, very moving.
I think, Megan, it kind of sketches the stark importance of yesterday's solidarity event, and then also linking it to the event on Thursday where you were part of it as well. Can you perhaps extrapolate on what were some of the key takeaways of yesterday's event and Thursday's event? Because it essentially is continuing to accentuate and highlight the mass starvation in Gaza that essentially is the biggest crisis in the region currently.
Correct. I think as activists or even just pro-Palestine people, we are growing increasingly desperate, and we are absolutely terrified at the fact that nothing has happened, that it's been almost 2 years of genocide, and that this continues, if not gets worse. And currently, the mass starvation, forced starvation of human beings is something that is incredibly difficult to imagine, let alone consider or tolerate. So we are all in rage and grief, and I think we keep looking for outlets to express that. You know, we forget how lucky we are in South Africa, where we are able to protest, where it's legal to protest, where we have freedom of speech and we can actually speak up against the atrocities of what's going on in Gaza and in Palestine in general. If you look at the UK, if you look at Germany, if you look at the USA, it's much more difficult to kind of do what, to say anything or do anything. So I think that at any opportunity that we have, we need to come together and protest and commit to some kind of action.
Indeed. Now, this action is absolutely vital. It comes at a time now also where we've seen over the last weekend aid agencies slamming the focus on airdrops into Gaza. The BBC, amongst others, also classifying it as a grotesque distraction that will not reverse the territory's deepening starvation crisis. And I think there could not be any more apt words to describe. And we saw the bulk of those airdrops, Megan, actually the airdrops all amounted to about 3 aid trucks in terms of quantity, but it was all dropped in red zones, military
and
kill zones.
Incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably expensive. And it's just an exercise, as far as I'm concerned, it's just an exercise in optics.
Mm.
It's kind of to quiet the nagging mind, which is absolute nonsense. We are very, very clear that America and the UK and Germany are absolutely complicit in this genocide and in this mass starvation. They supply the weapons. They could, with absolute ease, help get this aid in.
Mm.
And of course, they're not. They're not doing it. I know that Donald Trump said something about paying for a certain amount of food. It doesn't help that he's paid for food if it's sitting at a closed border and can't get through to
Indeed.
The people.
Indeed.
The problem is that it's already too late.
Yes.
If people are already dying of starvation, it's already too late. And so the call is not just to let aid in. It's to end the genocide.
Mm. Indeed.
It must be done.
And what we've seen also is the airdrops aside also, there was original reports indicating around 100 aid trucks had entered the occupied territories, but via the Karim Abu Salim border. But that turned out only to be 73 in totality. And now we see that the bulk of those trucks that had come with aid via this particular border the bulk of the aid was looted. So none of it really
Correct.
Went to Palestinians.
And this was all deliberate.
Mm.
It's deliberate. So the idea that aid is going through is absolute optics and words. And it's got nothing to do with aid actually reaching a starving population. It's quite ironic that the only stuff that's actually getting to the Gazans is children putting rice and lentils into plastic bottles and throwing them into the Egyptian ocean and it going by current to the shores of Gaza and people fishing them out of the sea.
Mm.
That's literally the aid that's getting through.
How symbolic and how sad that is. I saw those reports a couple of days ago and our Palestinians are actually slowly in trickle feed. They are collecting those bottles of lentils and rice, which Egyptian youth, what a campaign. Children. That is just absolutely, it gives me goosebumps. But an absolute sad state of affairs. What is also very grotesque from my perspective, is reports indicating the United Arab Emirates and Jordan have also now commenced with the support of the airdrops of aid into Gaza. They will continue to do that over the next couple of days. But yet both of those Gulf states continue also to be complicit in the genocide.
100%. And they probably were given an invitation to join in because they are absolutely complicit and are not prepared to get involved and stop what is a mass extermination project.
Indeed. Megan Chonitz, SA Jews for a Free Palestine. Thank you for joining us on PM Drive on Voice of the Cape.
Thanks for having me.